You're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's time for Music to Talk. Thanks for tuning in, and stay here with me for the next 2 hours. We'll be listening to a lot of great music tonight, stuff to get you inspired for the coming week, and just inspired in general. So thanks for tuning in. We're going to start off with an excerpt from a speech by the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and this is, he'll be talking about nonviolence in the next few minutes here. And since it is Martin Luther King Day tomorrow, and then we'll get into the music. So stay tuned. This is If Music Could Talk.
But it has certain practical consequences. It exposes the moral defenses of the opponent, somehow weakens his morale, and all at the same time it is working on his conscience. It disarms him, and he just doesn't know what to do with it. If he puts you in jail, that's all right. If he doesn't put you in jail, fine. If he beats you up, that's all right. If he doesn't beat you up, that's all right. If he tries to kill you, all right, you develop the quiet courage of dying if necessary without killing. If he tries to threaten you, all right, if he doesn't. And that is something about it which causes the opponent not to know what to do. Now, he would know what to do with violence. He could call out the state militia. He could call out the National Guard and kill hundreds and hundreds of innocent people and argue that they are inciting a riot. They know how to handle violence. But they proved over and over again that they don't know how to handle nonviolence, because they throw people. They try to handle it by throwing us in jail. But what happens? We go into the jails of Jackson, Mississippi, and transform these jails from dungeons of shame to havens of freedom and human dignity. Can't stop it. I believe firmly that this is the way. Now, that is another aspect of it, about this method. And people ask me about it all the time. So, what do you mean when you tell us to love these people who are beating on us and bombing our houses and kicking our children around? What in the world do you mean when you say love such people? And I always have to stop and try to define the meaning of love in this area. And interestingly enough, Greek philosophy comes to our aid at this point. There are three words in the Greek language for love. One of them is the word eros. Now, eros is a sort of aesthetic love. The philosopher Plato talks about it a great deal in his dialogues, the yearning of the soul for the realm of the divine. It has come to us to mean a sort of romantic love, and so we all know about eros. We've experienced it. We've read about it in the beauties of literature. In a sense, Edgar Allan Poe was talking about eros when he talked about his beautiful Annabel Lee with a love surrounded by the halo of eternity. In a sense, Shakespeare was talking about eros when he said, love is not love, which alters whence alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. It is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempest and is never shaken. It is a star to every wandering bark. You know, I can remember that because I used to quote it to my wife when we were coding. That's eros. That's eros. Then the Greek language talks about phileo, which is another level of love. It is an intimate affection between personal friends. On this level, we love because we are love. We love people that we like. This is friendship. Then the Greek language has another word called agape. Agape is more than romantic love. Agape is more than friendship. Agape is not something affectionate. Agape is understanding, creative, redemptive goodwill for all men. It is an overflowing love which seeks nothing in return. Theologians would say that it is the love of God operating in the human heart. And when one rises to love on this level, he loves men not because he likes them, but he loves every man because God loves him. He goes on with that. And so he rises to the level of hating the system rather than the individual who is caught up in that system. He loves the person and hates the evil deed. And I think this is what Jesus meant when he said, love your enemies. And I'm happy that he didn't say like your enemies, because it's pretty difficult to like some people. It's difficult to like people bombing your home and threatening your children and kicking you about. But Jesus says, love them, and love is greater than like. Love is understanding, creative, redemptive goodwill for all men. And somehow, more and more, I've come to believe this. Yes. This is the way that we will get out of this dark night of oppression and make of this nation a better nation. It means that we can stand up and allow the opposition to know that we will not accept injustice. Yes. We will stand up against it with our lives. Yes. But we will never stoop down to the level of violence and hatred. And we will come to that point when we will be able to convince him that a new world is emerging.
Yeah. it so hard living this life, a constant struggle each and every day. Some wonder why I'd rather die than to continue living this way. Many are blind and cannot find the truth, 'cause no one seems to really know. But I won't accept that this is how it's gonna be. Devil, you got to let me and my people go, 'cause I wanna be free, completely free. Lord, won't you please come and save me? I wanna be free, totally free. I'm not gonna.
Y'all know what it is.
Sometimes words are enough to kill over. Thanksgiving didn't give, so what should I hope for? I keep on looking for job, but job seems not to like me. Well, that's my door's kicked off the hinge. Somebody just peeled the Christmas list off me and the family, and damn, I just missed them. Felt like I've been raped. A figure spin through my drawers, always read the claws in between the blacks. Spent my summers in the country, so I consider myself a jack. Some left this world by putting bullets in the head, but little Johnny across the street hung himself from his bunk bed. Had to go to court in the morning, nothing hard about it. My little partner was just scared. How scared, Gip? That scared.
When I was a BT, used to think I couldn't be hit. None of my homies carried guns, all I had was a stick. Coming out hard was the way from day one. One of the smallest motherfuckers in the crew. But you knew if you're the type of nigga that kill, be the one that knocked the bruise up to the older niggas, 'cause they already know the outcome. What's going down at the party? Coming to find out, nobody knows why we bought. I guess we up in the front looking for butt. At the same time, up in the flame. Up in the game, out to get a piece of what the system had designed black folks to struggle for. So I bust, so much to deal with, can't tell what's real from fake. For my sake, I stay close to home, so them crackers don't take and never get back to my hood. And that's for me to change, be this way, so we arrange it to fit me. Growing up on Sesame Street.
Can you feel what I feel? Can you hear what I hear? Can you see what I see? When my feet hit the streets, what you know?
What you know?
What you know?
What you know?
Can you feel? I feel, can you hear what I hear? Can you see what I see? When my feet hit the street, what you know,
what you know,
what you know,
what you know
about Sesame? Georgia Papa wants to put me in the dark. Spar. I see Sammy Street to my spa in the red Fred Sampa truck on the cover, but he heal folks for the class A sub. Stench narcotic, stop stopping at Saka Laka. I'm too mad to be scared, so for the price, if you got it like that to be the boss, you gladly pay it. And I'm in the lead, I'll be lying if I say it. I ain't need no help, can't do it by myself. Brand a sense of me, 'cause there's only so much time left in this crazy world. Mace in prison guards, life with a hammer, so excuse my grammar. Behind the walls of Atlanta, the federal pen, the jail on Fred Stop, the cell block with most COs, equipped with radios, the system is flawed, and the security cameras, now that we at our ball, only shit, the second stage denied. I wonder if I get another try.
Remember me from way back in the day, then right around the corner from Benjamin Mays. I'm amazed that we made it this far. A poor black family is all that we are. Wishing upon the star for a trace of happiness. My mama do her best, but she ain't making no progress. Maybe it's a test that we all gotta pass. My situation's making me grow too fast. 13 and a half years old, standing at the bus stop alone in the cold. On my way to be degraded for a fee to help get my family off the street. 'Cause that's a me.
Can you feel what I feel? Can you hear what I hear? Can you see what I see? When my feet hit the streets, so what you know?
What you know?
What you know?
What you know?
Can you feel what I feel? Can you hear what I hear? Can you see what I see? See when my feet hit the streets. Now what you know?
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 What you know about Sesame Street?
All type. 99 to 5, going out all that blue.
sweet soul sounds there here on WRIR. You're listening to Musical Talk. That was a band, obviously, well, it should be obvious. They were from the 60s, and it's an old 45 there. I don't know who it was. It's a 45 I borrowed from somebody and copied it. And I'm sorry. That's a mystery track. But I think it's called Don't Walk Away. If you know, you can always leave a comment or give me a call at 804-649-9737. Before that mystery track, we heard Otis Redding, Don't Be Afraid of Love, from Remember Me. And we heard before that Shuggy Otis with Island Letter, the sample that was included in Diggable Planet's Four Corners classic hip-hop track. Before Shuggy Otis, we heard one and a half tracks by the Goody Mob. One was Sesame Street. And the other was Free, and a song about, you know, struggle and violence that people face in the ghetto, I guess, in the South, too. They're a Southern group with a lot of pride from coming from that part of America. But just so you don't misconstrue my message, there is no message in playing that song, except it's another perspective. But we did start off with a speech by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, talking about nonviolence. So, well, those words speak for themselves. I'm not going to interpret Martin Luther King, but as you know, and I mentioned, tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day, and we celebrate that great man's legacy and all that he did to push things forward here in this country. And what a great speaker. There's just nobody that I can think of quite like him today, so an inspiration to us all, and his words live on. We also heard Fela Kuti and Ginger Baker, a song called Tiwa, which is It's Our Own, I guess is the translation. So you're listening to Musical Talk. It's just after 7:30. We're going to continue with the funky sounds from a compilation called Speedball Experience. It's Italian breakbeats. I don't know if they're from films, maybe, but I heard Anna Golden play this in the morning last week during her breakfast blend set. And this is another track off of that same album. She played one called Sweet Beat. I'm going to play one called Polyphony. Check it out. Thank you. This is WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Here's Bullion from Pet Sounds in the key of D. Don't talk.
eyes, and Lord, I just don't care. You got the love I need to see me through.
Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough, and things go wrong no matter what I do.
Now and then it feels like life is just too much. You got the love
I need to see me through.
When food is gone, you are my daily meal.
It's free.
Que foi bairro turbulento. Perdeu agora todo o aspecto de galéria. Está mais limpa, está mais séria, mais fadista 100%. Adeus, tipoias com pilecas e guiseiras. Adeus, ramboias e cafés de camareiras. Nada mais resta da moirama que deu barato do que a funesta lembrança do seu passado. Amoraria que perdeu em tempos idos a nobreza dos sentidos e o pudor de uma virtude.
A Portuguese artist named Mafalda Arnoz, and from her album Fadas, song called Antigamente. So it's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to If Music Could Talk on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Thanks for staying tuned to your community radio station, independent, non-commercial radio for the rest of us, and that's you. So up next, we're going to hear a group called Orquestra Harlow with Ismael Miranda, song called Ya Qui.
Porque le da la gana, él vive por su ley.
Oh, and hey, do you really love movies? Originally founded in 1999, the James River Film Festival is devoted to the art of film and film as art. JRFS supports independent media artists and enthusiasts through regular public screenings, classes, workshops, and access to equipment, information, and resources, as well as their annual James River Film Festival. To learn about the society, upcoming events, and available resources, and how you can get involved, you can visit jamesriverfilm.org. Stay tuned for more great music. In the background, we're hearing Divagando, Sexteto Electronico. There you go. Moderna with Divagando.
corazón. Sin ti, mi amor, ¿qué sería? Yo muero por ti, de pena y dolor, mi amor. ¿Cuántas veces, mi amor, sin ti no podría? Tanto tiempo ha pasado y no te olvido. Ahora quiero tenerte junto a mí, abrazarte y besarte con amor, y en mi brazo tenerte y mimarte hasta siempre. Ay, mi vida, solo a ti. Y en mi brazo tenerte y mimarte hasta siempre. Ay, mi vida, solo a ti.
Something very wrong about that song, especially the fact that he's talking about a song called Mala Mujer. Chipmunks are always a bonus when you're talking about cumbia. I think that was a cumbia. Peruvian group, Popi y sus Piranhas, Piranhas. And before that, we heard Los Sanders de Ñaña, Mujer de mi Vida. So two songs. Mujer, I think more being like referring to women in general rather than specifically mothers, but who knows? And I don't really speak Spanish that well, do I? So I should practice. Well, before that, Mujer de mi Vida, we heard Si, Dame tu Amor from a group was called Café from a Fania compilation called El Barrio. And started off with, let me try this, Sexteto Electronico Moderna with Divagando. So you're listening to If Music Could Talk. Thanks for listening. Thanks for staying tuned. I'm going to change the pace again and we'll change you know, the genres, as we do so many times throughout these shows. We're going to hear a song by the White Stripes from Napoleon Dynamite, maybe one by PJ Harvey after that, Chad Van Galen, and then we'll go right into a new release by Miss Pooja, famous Bhangra singer, from her new live album, Jugni Live Concert. Stay tuned. Here's Napoleon Dynamite, White Stripes song.
Fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Listening to Of Music and Talk on WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. Here's a couple tracks from Miss Pooja's new live album, Jugni.
Tu ranje di tasveer jeha, tu tez tar shamshir jeha, tu naal khuda mulaqat jeha, kise auliya di karamat jeha, tu bole anhad ਅੱਖ ਖੋਲੇ ਦੀਵੇ ਜਗਦੇ ਨੇ ਤੂੰ ਤੁਰਦਾ ਚੱਲਣ ਹਵਾਵਾਂ ਵੇ ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੋਂ ਜਾਵਾਂ ਵੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੁਣ ਸਾਰੀ ਉਮਰ ਬਿਤਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੀ ਹਾਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਸਾਹਾਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਸਾਹ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਜਿਉਣਾ
ਜੁਗਨੀ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਸਿੱਧ ਲੋਕ ਗੀਤ ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਵੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਫਨਕਾਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਵਧੀਆ ਢੰਗ ਨਾਲ ਗਾਇਆ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਦੀ ਜੁਗਨੀ ਤਿਆਰ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਬੰਟੀ ਬੈਂਸ ਹੋਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਟਾਈਲ 'ਚ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਵੈਸੇ ਫਰਕ ਤਾਂ ਬਸ ਇੰਨਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਜੁਗਨੀ ਬੰਬੇ ਕਲਕੱਤੇ ਦਿੱਲੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਸੀ ਅਤੇ ਸਾਡੀ ਜੁਗਨੀ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਦੂਰ ਯੂਕੇ ਚੱਲੀ ਹੈ ਲਓ ਜੀ ਪੇਸ਼ ਹੈ
ਜੁਗਨੀ ਵਿੱਚ
Thank you.
That's a really funky track there by OK Tamiz from the Turkish Psych compilation Bosporus Bridges. Song was Denizelti Ruzgarlan. And before that, we heard the great Pandit Ravi Shankar from a vintage 78 RPM record, a raga called Puriya Kalyan. Before that, we heard the now, I guess, also quite legendary Bhangra singer, Miss Pooja. That's P-O-O-J-A. If you don't know about her, you can definitely find her on the internet and all over the place. She's appears on a lot of different Bhangra tracks. So thanks to the caller for calling in. I'm glad you enjoyed that. That was actually three live tracks, but professionally recorded, obviously, from the production quality. Really good sounding live concert, and she's just got an incredible voice, you know, really amazing singer. Before Miss Pooja, we heard PJ Harvey from Let England Shake on Battleship Hill was the song, and Chad Van Galen before that gave us Inside the Molecules from his earlier release Soft Airplane. He's since released a couple other albums, and thanks to the New Music Machine for turning me on to that artist. We also heard The White Stripes from the Napoleon Dynamite soundtrack, a short one about going back to school. We're going to be friends. We're going to be friends. We're going to continue on. Actually, we got about 15 minutes left. I'm going to play a few K-pop songs, starting out with 2NE1. That's 2NE1 with I Am The Best on If Music Could Talk.
Ta 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 ta. बात।
Tell me, 우린 다르지.
That's Klasikwai with How We Feel. And we're almost out of time. Stay tuned for Stunned Development. And how much time do we have?
A couple minutes.
So we'll finish with Electric Prunes, General Confessional.